So yes, the Abaye, Omalei, so Abaye answered him back, you should know Chayiv Chatzis. You Chayiv Midaraisa for tying one time such a night, on such a knot. Omalei, so Chizda, Rabbi Yehuda asked him back, Omalei, Hash the Potlav Losuk Kashali, if you would have told me it's awesome the Rabbonin, I'd also have a Kasher on you, because I hold it's Mutter Metchila. Of a Chayiv Chatzis Karmatli, but now you're telling me it's even awesome with the Raisa, Pile Ploim, why is it awesome with the Raisa? So the more my time, why is it awesome with the Raisa? Omalei, he answered him back, Mishum de Bechel Nami, Chatzis Karmatli. So my time, so now Abaye asked Rabbi Yehuda, why do you want to say it's Mutter Metchila? Omalei, so he answered him back, Mishum de Bechel Nami Zimnin, Nafikne Beyano, Zimnin Nafikne Beyanukon. Because even in the middle of the weekday, I switch off these sandals with my son. So maybe we untie it and tie it every day. Omalei, then Abaye said, Ihochi, if that's the case, Mutlach Etchilo, that's about the Mutlach Etchilo. Hey, such a knot that you tie and untie every single day, that about is Mutlach Filo Etchilo. So Rashi also, Nachum Rashi says, Omulei Mishun de Bechel Nami, Nachum Rashi, Ani Matiro Bechol Yoim, Nachum Rashi Shita, that I untie it every single day, the Koshra Tinik Lefi Ragloi, and then I make another knot to fit my son's foot. So about this tied and untied every single day, that's Mutter Metchila. Heyach Mutlachil Trashi Yomi Koras of our Tleirogel Neved Hochi. The kit was Yoshechavei Hevi Sherogel Lias Kavuim. His first rabbi thought this was the Ikka knot of the sandals that stays loyal and void. That's why he said it's a Chiyav Chatzis. But then he told him back, I do it every single day, that's about the Mutter. Mar Reb Yirmiya Hevi Kozel Baschad Reb Avuha for Kamlis. Reb Yirmiya was walking in the back of Reb Avuha in the Kamlis. That's a place that's not a Rishus Yochan, not a Rishus Rabin. You're not allowed to carry there. If Sik Ritsua the sandler, so his sandal fell off. The Ritsua, the string that's tied, the shoelace like, fell off it. Omalei, so yes, my Nevid law. What can I do now? As I can't wear the shoes, it's going to fall off my foot. I'm not allowed to carry it because it's in a Karmelis. And I'm afraid it'll get stolen. So what should I do? Omalei, Shakel Gamilach, take a wet leaf. A Gamilach, a wet leaf like. To Chosla Michael Beim, it shouldn't be Muksa. It's that a behemah could eat it, so it's still called Maichel behemah, it's not Muksa. The Korach Alavei, and wrap it around your shoe. Like make a temporary, like a shoelace to it, like just put this wet leaves over the shoe, so you'll be able to wear it, and take it home. That's what he answered him back. Trashi Yitzchak Ritzua the Sandler. V'nofel Asandim Ragla fell off, v'shadei Ritzua hu, oimi, sh'ar Sandl Pesuach Meyal Gabuk. Yevitzdodav shel Eitz, oy shel Or Sholok. The kosher of a ritzuas niksheres agabi regular midasai soi kitzu what the strap fell off, so he can't wear it now. So he told him shakol gamilach to chos the mechabema the royal tilt. There's no list of mukser on it, because it's a leaf that behemoth eat. The koruch the mokum ritzua and wrap it around the shoe instead of the strap of the straps. But no luach tikuna, so you take it home. That was the meisa. So he's mad to him to wear these shoes home. So the more another meisa was abaye heavy koi kaim with Rabbi Yosef. Abaye was in front of Rabbi Yosef. If Sikle Ritsua, same thing happened, his strap of his shoe broke on Shabbos. Omalei, my Yevilei, so yes, then what can I do now? My shoe is broken, I can't wear it this way. Omalei Shavke, he said, leave it. You can, no, Eitzah, can't do anything with your shoe. Just leave your shoe there, after Shabbos, you'll come and pick it up and fix it. So, in fact, the Mora Maishnam with Rabbi Yimya. How come before the Maishnam of Rabbi Yimya, it was Eskapaskan that it's Mutter to put a gami leaf, put a wet leaf on it to make it wearable and wear it home? So, how come you're telling me it's awesome? And the Gemara Hossam Leminter, or the first case was it fell off in a Karmelis. That's a Mokum, like it's not Ninter, it's not watched there. So there you're afraid Mokum Hefsid, you'll lose your shoe, so we're mati for you to fix it. Mashenkin Hoche Minter, here we're talking about it's in your own Chotzer, it's in the Rishus HaYochid, so since it's Minter, it's watchable, leave your shoe there. Don't plan the Eitzes, Rabbonim weren't mati you, like to be mistaken in your shoe. Shrashi Yosum, but Karmelis, the Grandikoli Heavy Minter, wasn't watched. Well, yeah. So therefore they asked you, Mashenkin here in your own Rishus HaYochid, where it's watched, they're not mad to you to touch the shoe. Fred Gemara, why not? V'amonhu, what should be the issue? What's the mukser about this? It's a mona, it's a shoe. What's wrong with the shoe? So Gemara, Dibino hafichna leim yeminless smile. What happened here? The strap fell off. So the Malvai says the straps of these shoes, there were two straps on the inside and the outer side of the shoe. So talking about now, the strap on the outside fell off. So the shoe push doesn't look nice. You don't like to wear it this way because it doesn't look nice. The outside strap is broken. If you had the Gemara though, but you could change shoes. Put your left shoe on your right shoe. If you put your right shoe on your left foot, So the outer side of the shoe that doesn't look nice, when you put it on the left shoe, it's the inner side of the shoe. So it won't bother you to wear it. The kashrut is still usable, the shoe. So why should it buy muksar? Why can't you use this? Why can't you touch it? It's a kli. You could change it. From your right foot to your left foot. An omale, midikimataratz Reb Yechon, libid Reb Yehuda. Since Reb Yechon soon says, oh pupil, a libid Reb Yehuda, shemamin alochak Reb Yehuda, that we paskin like Reb Yehuda, that holds this svara, will soon say negayat hilchot chalitza, that if you have a shoe, chalitza has to be on the right foot. If you have a left shoe, that's wearable, you can put it on your right shoe, it's also yaitz, you can be yaitz mitzvah chalitza. So you see, we hold this svara, you can change shoes. Here also, since this shoe, it's your right shoe, but you can put it on your left foot, and your left foot is wearable now on Shabbos, so it should still be considered a shoe. It shouldn't be muksa. So Drashi, v'homonahu, v'yama yosla tzotler, why do you say tzotler metaltlit? V'adayin toris manolov, it still has a shame kli on it. Divino hafichna mimin l'smoil, shasandu yeshla shtei tasoi, it has two straps to it. Vainchel or a piece of skin, mokem kviyas or suis, where the straps are attached to the shoe. Achzim v'chutz, one on the outside, it means all the way, like on your right shoe, it means all the way the outside of the shoe, the right side of the shoe. V'yachzim v'fnim, and one on the inside and left side of the shoe, that's in between your legs. Lebein shnei raglaim, in between the two legs. Kain sheyesh demanolim, shalom, like our shoes. U'v'shenifsa kapanimi, is the inside of the shoe strapped here, roi yehu l'saknin, it's roi to m'saknin, you can fix it. The afagash at the kuna nicker, ugina, even though it's not going to look so nice, meal, it's not pinim le mischazi. Since on the outside of the shoe it's not nicker, you can't see it, people fix it up. What? Yeah. Okay, shenisra chitzhoina, mashaik, the outside rips, ain't a hog in shoe the sakne. Then it's not kedai to fix your shoe, because people are going to see like a big patch on the outside of the shoe, so it's not usable anymore. Of the hachda abaya, this case here, the abaya was chitzhoinistiko. The outside of the shoe tore. Mishumochi asa Rab Yosef. If Rav Asi said he can't even touch it, because it's like muksa. And since the outside of the shoe ripped, it's not going to be used anymore, the shoe. So if you throw it away, it's not called a kli anymore. Now the kashrut is Yom Le'abayon, V'lakati Mono, no, it should still be considered a kli. Da'afichna le'the regal ha'cheris, v'nim tzachitzon ha'trimis. Change the right shoe to the left foot. On the left foot now, the part that's gone is going to be the inside between the legs. That's not going to bother you. The outside looks nice. So why do you say this shoe is not usable anymore? You could change around shoes. And Amalei me the commentaries of Yechon Lemilsa Reb Yehuda. The Kamaforish Losh Remin Alach Reb Yehuda. The Omar Mishanifsa Ko Achitzoina Lav Monu. Oh no, Faker. And this is the Teretz. This is the Teretz already. We hold like Reb Yehuda. Faker. The Teretz is we hold like Reb Yehuda. He doesn't know from the story. He says once the outside of the shoe broke, it's not called a kli anymore. I could switch it to the other leg. We don't hold from that story. Now the Gemara is bringing down where's the Smachloikas Reb Yehuda. So the Gemara Mahi, where's the Smachloikas Reb Yehuda? The Tanya, sandal shenifsako shtei oznav. If you have a sandal, a shoe that was tummy, and both straps broke, or shtei tasiyosev, other two parts of the shoe broke, or shenitol kol akashlo, the whole heel, or the sole was taken off, is tor. That's a tor that could clean out, because it's not called clean anymore. Hey, so the shoe was tummy, and now the whole shoe broke, it's not usable anymore, so pshita that's tor, it's no more clean. Trashi oznov means shakalfe gava regal sheiches ben kishenoyli. Yeah, that's like the handle of the shoe. Tasiyosev mokum kviyas haritzuos. That's where you put the straps into the shoe. And a calf, that's the bottom part. Parshas haregel, like the sole of the shoe. So if these things break off the shoe, is tor the trashi the sulei mesakni le. Nobody fixes the shoe. Vinami mesakni filu. You would fix it. Chodesh shoe vashdimi abotilei. It's if you would fix it, then it's considered a new kli. But right now, with both sides of the shoe broke, it's not called a kli anymore, and it's tore. Achas miyod. What about if only one strap tore? Or yachas mitzris of one side tore? Or shenito roiv hakaf shaloi. Just rove of the sole was taken off. Tummy. Tanakam holds the kli, still called the kli. One is taken off. The teretz is, you could switch shoes. If it was the right shoe, now you wear on the left shoe, it's still called the shoe. Jeb Yehudu Aymadol? No. Nifzaka panimi is temeya. If the inside broke, then it's still called the shoe. Because the inside you could fix, you don't throw away the shoe, it's still called the shoe. Hachitzoyne tor. But let's say the outside of the shoe broke, then the kli is tor. Why? Because the outside, you're not going to fix it, you throw it away. The Yomer Ula Vitema Rabba Barachona, Omer Reb Yechren, Kemachloikis Linyan Tuma, Kach Machloikis Linyan Shabbos. The same Allah Yavilcha Shabbos, that according to Reb Yehuda, is the outside of the shoe tour, since you're not going to fix it anymore, because it's the Gnayit out of the outside of the shoe, like sewn up, it looks like it was patched up, so therefore it's awesome. But you know, Hilchas Chalitza, we don't say the Svara. For the Chalitza, there's a difference. For a Kol Poron Nageya to us, it's not called the Kli, and therefore, it's called Muksa. That's why here he asked that since the outside of the shoe ripped, the Maisa was that if you're in the Chotzer, so the shoe is Muksa, don't do anything to it. But the Bryce stands off to Avalon Linya Chalitza. Hilchas Chalitza has a different halacha. The Avinam Bo, Rabbi Yechon Aliba Deman. Who did Rabbi Yechon say his din? What did Rabbi Yechon say? That he says, Kamachloikis, Linyan Tuma, is the same thing for Nishabis, but the Chalitza is different halacha. Is Aliba the man? Who did he say this to? Ilaymo Aliba the Rabbonin. If he said according to the Rabbonin, Linyan Tuma Monu. The Rabbonin say, even no matter which side, if only one side was broken, it's still called a shoe. Because you can always fix it, and you'll switch the shoe to the other side. Is Linyan Shabbos Nami Monu. The Gayat of Shabbos is also called the Kli, it's not called Muksa. Avloi the Chalitza. But you want to say the Chalitza, it doesn't say it's called a shoe. The Lav Monhu, it's not called a shoe. Is that what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say? That according to the Rabbonin, the Ilchas Chalitza, it's not called a shoe. But the more of your Tanan, we learned the Mishnah Yevamis, Cholza shall smile be amid. Halacha of Chalitza has to be on the right foot. Aluyitzu, you take your left shoe, and you put it on your right foot. What's the lochem? Chalitza sekshera. It says cloth. Hilchas chalitza is kosher. So how could you say the Rabbonin says that chalitza is no good? You say enough in the Mishnah. You're allowed to change shoes. Hilchas chalitza. So the Rabbonin say for tum and for Shabbos it's good. So avada for chalitza it's good. So according to Rabbonin, can we talking? Rabbi Yochanan. The more ve'el of alib Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan has to be talking about alib Rabbi Yehuda. The what? Midlin yin tumah. Lav monhu. Since hilchas tum, he says no. When one side of the shoe breaks, it's not called a kli anymore. Linyan Shabbos nami lav monhu. Who are then to because Shabbos is called muksa. You throw away this kli. Avolei lechalitza. Kun the same of Yechon saying that with hilchas chalitza. No, the shoe is still called a shoe. The monhu. It's called a shoe according to Rabbi Yehuda. So tomorrow, Eimo di Arminan chotzer shel smoil be a min chalitzasik shera. It's still shver. When does the Mishnah Yevamah say if you take your left shoe and put it on your right foot? That's good for chalitza. That's heichad lemil say manu. That's the pshat is on the left shoe. It's a good shoe on your left foot. You have a good shoe, just as a lefty. Now you put it on your right shoe. It's still called a good shoe. Over here, of a hocho lemil say lav manu. But here we're talking about this left shoe. The outside of the shoe broke, and if you the holes, that's not called a shoe anymore because you don't fix it. So about for the left shoe itself. Left foot, it's not called a shoe. It's no good for chalitza. You can't put it on the right shoe then. It's no right for the Mishnah Yevamis. The Mishnah Yevamis is talking about a good shoe. A left shoe you put on your right foot. But here with a left shoe, it's possible for the left foot. You can't use it for the right foot. Dam Rav Yehuda, nifseko achitzoina, tor. You see, it's just the outside of the shoe ripped. The shoe is tor. It's not called a kli anymore. Al malav monu. You see, it's not called a shoe. So if it's not called a shoe for the left foot, you can't use it for the right foot. So how could Rabbi Yechon say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, lo din chalitza? So tomorrow the other matay libra Rabbi Yehuda. The Amos will talk about libra Rabbi Yehuda. Ema v'chein chalitza. Say the same aloch like chalitza. The chalitza also it's no good. Enoch nami it's like a posse of chalitza. Welcome Ashman, this is the Chiddush. The chi yamrin in chosah shel smel b'shoy yimin. Chalitza osik shero. When does the mission you want to say if you take your left shoe and put it on your right foot, it's good for chalitza? That's heichad lebosayu monhu. That's if it's a gezunta left shoe. And you put it on your right, you're still kosher. But here the left shoe is broken, it's torn, it's not called a good shoe for left foot. It's no good, it's like a posel of a chalitza. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yechon. Fred Gemara, is this true? Rabbi Yechon say like this, that according to you, it's like a posel. We pass them like a stam Mishnah. You have this sandal that one of the laces broke, the tikno, and you fixed it. Is a locha tummy. Still it's tummy. So even though one broke, mashmah is not called ois kli legamri. So now when you fix it, it's tummy. Still called a kli. So drash with the miyam Rabbi Yechon Ochid Alach Rabbi Yehuda. Is it true that Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Yehuda holds when one of the side of the shoe breaks, it's tor. It's not called a kli. And Rabbi Yochanan always says a lot of the Stam Mishnah, and here the Stam Mishnah says if one side breaks, it's still Tommy. Rashi, Tommy Medrus. Hey, so if one side broke and you fixed it, you should know it's still Tommy Medrus. Rashi, Tommy Medrus. If this shoe belonged to a Zav, for your Tommy Medrus. And Melo, when a Zav stands on it, he's Matam Ras Medrus. Doesn't become Torah when it goes Nifsiko. It's still called an Avatuma. Nifsiko Shni, if the second side broke or Tikno, then it's Torah Matame Medrus. Avatame Maga Medrus. If the second one broke, then it's Torah. Is my love, Loishna Pneemis, Loishna Chisoina. There's no difference between the inside one and the outside one. Still, we say that what is still called a mono. But you my love, Afilu Chisoina, even if the outside one breaks. Still is called a kli. The reason why it's still Tommy if one side breaks, because you could take this shoe from the right and wear on the left foot. For who adin? And the other way. So this is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So if Rabbi Yehuda passed like a Stam Mishnah, this Stam Mishnah goes on like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say, look, Rabbi Yehuda, that if the outside of the shoe broke, it's not called a shoe anymore? And the Gemara, no. I'll tell you, Pshan, this Mishnah here is Loi Pnimius Dafka. I'll tell you, that the brightest, the Mishnah says, if one side breaks, it's still called the shoe, it's only if the inside of the shoe breaks. Then it's still fixable. Avol chitzoyna, my tor. What if you want to say if the outside of the shoe breaks? What then, takas tor, ihoch yevazoy. Ada tori nifsiko shnia. What do you have to say if the second side breaks? V'tikne tor min a medris, then it's tor min a medris, avol tori maga medris, bomadra bonus tori maga medris, niflug b'li day. Let's say the chiddush by itself. But medav amamurim, that is still tomei, shen nifsiko panimis. Only when the inside of the shoe broke. Since you could fix it, then it's still tamed. Avo chitzoy netor. But if the outside of the shoe broke, then according to Yehuda, you throw it away. It's taketor. If you want to say that, that's from this Mishnah. The Mishnah should have said this chiddush. That if the outside of the shoe broke, it's torn. Om Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Tei Mishnah Seinu B'Sandal Sheish Lo Aboz Nayim V'Aboz Tatsiusim Shol Lishabed Dvor Shor Rav Yechim. But here the Shmitz is talking about where it has four type of straps to it. So Mela, even if two broke, still it's Torah. You know why? Because two is still usable. Ve'nachnami, that's Pshan this mission here. So Rabbi Yechon really passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that if the inside breaks, it's Taka still Tomei. And here we're talking about the inside broke. But the Chiddush, if one broke, it's still Torah. But if two breaks, if one breaks, it's still Tomei. If two breaks, then it's Tomei. So this pshat is, not forget, so this pshat now we're talking about the outside broke. The terrorist now is talking about the outside of the shoe broke. But since on the outside there are two straps, so if one strap's break, you can still use the shoe. So since you can still use the shoe, that's why it's still tummy. But when both of them break, that's why it's Torah Libre Rabbi Yehuda. Well, blive in the time, Rabbi Yehuda, like a pasal Libre Rabbi Yehuda, that the outside of the shoe breaks, it's not fixable, and you can't use it anymore. Yeah, oh, let's just finish the Gemara to Das here. Yeah, start not come on. Yeah. So the more Kiyosi, let's do the reveal. Kiyosi Rav and Omar Rav Chonin Baraba. Omar Rav. Halacha Kreb Yehuda. He passed along Kreb Yehuda. That if the outside of the shoe breaks, it's not called a kli. It's not fixable anymore. It's not called a monum. Rav Yechon Omar ain't halacha Kreb Yehuda. He was Goros Faket. Rav Yechon holds, we don't pass along Kreb Yehuda. For the Gemara, me and Rav Yechon Hoch is Rav Yechon holds like this. Not like Rav Yehuda. But me, the Matarach, Rav Yechon lived with Rav Yehuda. Since Rav Yechon before gave the reason why they said the shoe is muksa, was because they hold like Rav Yehuda. Shvamina Rav Yehuda Sirulei. The Kuros Mashmi holds like Rav Yehuda. That's why the Miyashiv, the shoe breaks on Shabbos, it's muksa, you can't touch it. And the Gemara, I'm a Royan in of Alibu Rav Yechon. Taka Machlekes Amaroyim, what Rav Yechon holds. One Amar holds Rav Yechon, the Paschal's like Rav Yehuda, and one Amar holds, it doesn't hold like Rav Yehuda. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.